Good morning children, today we will discuss about algebraic expression. In class 6, you have learned about simple algebraic expressions like 5x minus 2, y minus 9, 9x plus 5, etc. We have also seen how these expressions are useful to formulate puzzles and problems. In this chapter, we will study how algebraic expressions are formed, how they can be combined, how the value of an algebraic expression can be found, and how they can be used. First of all, we will discuss about that how an algebraic expression is formed. An algebraic expression is formed with variables and constants. So first we will know about what are variables and what are constants. First, variables. Variables are symbols which take different numerical values. That means its value is not fixed, it is varying, so they are called variables. Here the variables are denoted by the letters x, y, z, a, b, c, p, q, r, or L, M, N, etc. Now you understood about variables. Now constants. Constants are that symbols which has fixed numerical value. Means its value is fixed. It will never change. So they are called constants. For example, 1, 2, 3, 0, minus 9, 23, 80, 100, 200, these all are constants because its value is fixed. It will never change. So they are called constants. So now you have learned about variables and constants. Now we will discuss how the algebraic expression is formed. The algebraic expressions are formed from variables and constants connected by any one or all of the four fundamental operations of addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. For an example, suppose 5x plus 9. It is formed from the variable x and constants 5 and 9. Therefore, the constant 5 and the variable x are multiplied to give the product as 5x, and the constant 9 is added to the product to give the algebraic expression as 5x plus 9. Similarly, 4x square plus 2x plus 5, x square minus x plus 3, y 5 plus 10y cube plus 26y plus 40, etc. are algebraic expressions. So we can give infinite examples of algebraic expressions by combination of variables and constants. Now we will discuss about terms and factors. What are the terms and factors of algebraic expression? Now you see, the algebraic expression are made up of many terms. Terms are formed as the product of its factors. Suppose 5x. 5x is a term which is formed by the factors 5 and x. Similarly, terms are added to make an algebraic expression. For example, the addition of the terms 3x square and 7 gives the expression 3x square plus 7. The term 3x square is a product of 3x and x. So, 3x and x are the factors of the term 3x square. So, now you have understood the terms and its factors of an algebraic expression. Now, we have learned how to write a term as a product of factors. One of these factors may be numerical and the other algebraic, that means variables. They contain variables. The numerical factor is said to be the numerical coefficient. So, it is simply also called as coefficient of the term. So, now we will discuss about the coefficient of the term. It is also said to be the coefficient of the rest of the term, which is obviously the product of algebraic factors of the term. Thus, in the expression 3x square plus 5, 3 is the numerical factor of the term 3x square. The numerical factor is said to be the numerical coefficient or simply the coefficient of the term. The coefficient in the term 3x square is 3 obviously. Sometimes we call a part of the term to be coefficient of the second part also. For example, in the term 3xy, we say that 3 is the coefficient of xy as well as x is the coefficient of 3y and y is the coefficient of 3x. Like that way also we are expressing the coefficient. So, sometimes the word coefficient is used in more general way. Thus, we can conclude that the coefficient is the part of a factor, means a term, which is one part is coefficient of the other part of a term. So, it is said to be the coefficient of the product of the remaining factors. So, in more general way, a coefficient may be either a numerical factor or an algebraic factor or a product of two or more factors. So, the coefficient may be the product of two or more than two factors also. Now we will discuss about like and unlike terms. As the word itself says, when terms have the same algebraic factors, they are called as like terms. But when terms have different algebraic factors, they are called as unlike terms. For example, in the expression 2xy minus 3x plus 5xy minus 4, look at the terms 2xy and 5xy. The factors of 2xy are 2, x and y. Similarly, the factors of 5xy are 5, x and y. Thus, their algebraic factors are the same. and hence they are called like terms. On the other hand, the terms 2xy and minus 3x have different algebraic factors, so they are called unlike terms. Similarly, the terms 2xy and 4 are also unlike terms. Also, the terms 3x and 4 are unlike terms. By following simple steps, we can decide whether the given terms are like or unlike terms. First one is, ignore the numerical coefficients. Concentrate only on the algebraic part of the terms. Second thing is, check the variables in the terms. It should be equal for like terms. If it is not equal, then they are unlike terms. Third one is most important, which tells that check the powers of each variable in the terms. If the powers are same, then they are like terms. If the powers are different, then they are unlike terms. So, for like terms and unlike terms, the variables are important, as well as the powers of variable is also important. So, for like terms, the variables must be equal, as well as the powers of the variable also should be equal. If anyone is different, then they are unlike terms. Like terms and unlike terms are studied for the convenience of addition and subtraction of the algebraic expressions, which we will discuss later. Now, we will come to the classification of algebraic expression, which is based on the number of terms the algebraic expression contains. If an algebraic expression contains only one term, then it is called monomial. For examples, 5xy or 7 or 10x square y square z square, these all expressions has only one term, so they all are called monomials. Now, if an algebraic expression has two terms, exactly two terms, then it is called binomial. So, a binomial has only two terms. Example, x plus y, a plus b, m plus n, or m minus 5, or m plus 6, or p plus 10. So, these all expressions has two terms, so they are binomials. Now, come to the third category, that is, if an algebraic expression contains exactly three terms, then it is called trinomial. So, a trinomial has exactly three terms. Example, x plus y plus z, or a plus b plus c, or p plus q plus 6. Likewise, so many examples we will give for trinomials also, means it has only three terms. Now, if an algebraic expression has more than three terms, then they are called polynomial. So, a polynomial is an algebraic expression which has more than three terms. Example, x square plus 5x plus 6y plus z. You see here, there are four terms. So, it is a polynomial. If more than four terms is also there, then they are polynomials. So, a polynomial has more than three terms. Now we will discuss about the addition and subtraction of algebraic expressions. As we know that we can add or subtract similar objects only, or those objects which contains same type of things. Means those with the same letters, means same variables raised to the same powers. Means it says that the like terms can only be added or subtracted. We can never add or subtract unlike terms. So for adding and subtracting the algebraic expression, like terms only should be added or subtracted. Unlike terms should be kept as it is. For an example, suppose on a table 6 pencils and 4 books are kept. We cannot add 6 pencils to the 4 books because they are not the same kind of objects. In the same way, we can add or subtract only like terms. So the sum and difference of two like terms is also a like term with the coefficient equal to the sum or difference of the coefficient of the two like terms. So like terms only can be added or subtracted. Thus we can say that the sum of two or more like terms is a like term with a numerical coefficient equal to the sum of the numerical coefficient of all the like terms. Similarly, the difference of the two like terms is a like term with a numerical coefficient equal to the difference between the numerical coefficients of the two like terms. Here we have to note that unlike terms cannot be added or subtracted the way like terms are added or subtracted. Here the like terms only can be added or subtracted. So in module 1 we have studied about the algebraic expressions, variables and constants, terms of an algebraic expression and its factors, then coefficient of terms. After that we studied about the like and unlike terms, and at last we have studied how the algebraic expressions can be added or subtracted by considering the like terms and unlike terms. So here we have, in this module 1, we have completed up to the addition and subtraction of an algebraic expressions. So the problems based on addition and subtraction of the algebraic expressions can be solved by considering the like terms and unlike terms of the algebraic expressions. Like terms only can be added or subtracted. Unlike terms will be kept as it is with its proper sign. So this is very important to note, that the like terms only can be added or subtracted, and remaining unlike terms will be kept as it is with its proper sign. Thank you.